Matthew, chapter 15. Then was brought to him one possessed with a demon, blind and mute, and he healed him, insomuch that the mute man spoke and saw. And all the multitudes were amazed, and said, Can this be the son of David? But when the Pharisees heard it, they said, This man does not cast out demons, but by Beelzebul the prince of the demons. And knowing their thoughts he said to them, Every kingdom divided against itself is brought to desolation, and every city or house divided against itself will not stand. And if Satan casts out Satan, he is divided against himself, how then will his kingdom stand? And if I by Beelzebul cast out demons, by whom do your sons cast them out? Therefore they will be your judges. But if I by the Spirit of God cast out demons, then the kingdom of God has come upon you. Or how can one enter into the house of the strong man, and spoil his goods, except he first binds the strong man? And then he will spoil his house. He who is not with me is against me, and he who does not gather with me scatters. Therefore I say to you, every sin and blasphemy will be forgiven to men, but the blasphemy against the Spirit will not be forgiven. And whoever will speak a word against the Son of Man, it will be forgiven him, but whoever will speak against the Holy Spirit, it will not be forgiven him, neither in this age, nor in that which is to come. But the unclean spirit, when he has gone out of the man, passes through waterless places, seeking rest, and does not find it. Then he says, I will return into my house from where I came out, and when he has come, he finds it empty, swept, and garnished. Then he goes, and takes with himself seven other spirits more evil than himself, and they enter in and dwell there, and the last state of that man becomes worse than the first. Then certain of the scribes and Pharisees answered him, saying, Teacher, we want to see a sign from you. But he answered and said to them, An evil and adulterous generation seeks after a sign, and no sign will be given to it but the sign of Jonah the prophet. The men of Nineveh will stand up in the judgment with this generation, and will condemn it, for they repented at the preaching of Jonah, and look, a greater than Jonah is here. The queen of the south will rise up in the judgment with this generation, and will condemn it, for she came from the ends of the earth to hear the wisdom of Solomon, and look, a greater than Solomon is here. Now as he spoke, a Pharisee asks him to dine with him, and he went in, and sat down to meat. And when the Pharisee saw it, he marveled that he had not first bathed himself before dinner. And the Lord said to him, Now you Pharisees cleanse the outside of the cup and of the platter, but inside you are full from extortion and lack of self-control. You blind Pharisee, cleanse first the inside of the cup, that its outside may become clean also. Woe to you Pharisees! For you tithe mint and dill and cumin, and have left undone the weightier matters of the law, justice, and mercy, and faith, but these you ought to have done, and not to have left the other undone. Woe to you Pharisees! For you love the chief seats in the synagogues, and the salutations in the marketplaces. Woe to you! For you are as the tombs which do not appear, and the men who walk over them do not know it. And one of the lawyers answering says to him, Teacher, in saying this you reproach us also. And he said, Woe to you lawyers also! For you bind loads that are heavy and grievous to be borne, and lay them on men's shoulders, but you yourselves will not move them with one of your fingers. Woe to you! For you build the tombs of the prophets, and garnish the tombs of the righteous. And say, If we had been in the days of our fathers, we would not have been partners with them in the blood of the prophets. Therefore you witness to yourselves, that you are sons of those who slew the prophets. You fill up then the measure of your fathers. Therefore, look, I send to you prophets, and wise men, and scribes, some of them you will kill and persecute. That on you may come all the righteous blood shed on the earth, from the blood of Abel the righteous to the blood of Zechariah, who perished between the sanctuary and the altar. Truly I say to you, all these things will come upon this generation. And when he came out from there, the scribes and the Pharisees began to press on him vehemently, and to provoke him to speak of many things, laying wait for him, to catch something out of his mouth. In the meantime, when the multitude was gathered together, he began to say to his disciples first of all, Don't fear them, for there is nothing covered, that will not be revealed, and hid, that will not be known. What I tell you in the darkness, speak in the light, and what you hear in the ear, proclaim on the housetops. A city set on a hill can't be hid. Neither do men light a lamp, and put it under the bushel, but on the lampstand, and it shines to all who are in the house. And don't be afraid of those who kill the body, but are not able to kill the soul, but rather fear him who is able to destroy both soul and body in hell. Are not two sparrows sold for an asarian, and not one of them will fall on the ground without your father? But the very hairs of your head are all numbered. Don't be afraid, therefore, you are of more value than many sparrows. Everyone therefore who will confess me before men, I will also confess him before my Father who is in heaven. But whoever will deny me before men, I will also deny him before my Father who is in heaven. Don't think that I came to send peace on the earth. I didn't come to send peace, but a sword. For I came to set a man at variance against his father, and the daughter against her mother, and the daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law. And a man's foes will be those of his own household.